May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Did you ever ask God to clearly know his will? A clear, blinking, neon sign from heaven. Angel choirs would help. Heck, even a talking donkey. I can admit that I'm as much of a sinner as Balaam was. We all have this idea that somehow God's will for me is special. It seems it isn't enough to simply know Jesus' command to love God and love our neighbor. Good American, rugged individualists that we are, we think God has something unique planned for me. Joseph, on the other hand, had no such pretensions. He was quite satisfied that he was one of God's chosen people who had received the law of Moses and the promises of the patriarchs and prophets. Even his pedigree, being from the line of King David, must not have been that big of a deal to him, because he was content to be a skilled tradesman, a tecton, which we translate as carpenter, but could have easily have included stonemasonry and other construction-related arts. He wanted to marry, have kids, settle down, provide for his family, and live a morally upstanding life. Basically, the ancient Judean version of the American dream. So how taken aback he must have been when his fiancée Mary wound up pregnant. What a stain on his character that would appear. But he didn't want to have her stoned for adultery. He cared about her. So he thought, break off the relationship quietly and move on with life. Poor Joseph never wanted to be the center of the Galilean gossip line. But then here comes an angel with a crazy thought. Mary is with child by the Holy Spirit. Oh no. It's bad enough to be whispered about while people are casting furtive glances your way, but now to be someone who's genuinely the center of attention? Mary's pregnant. The baby isn't yours. You're still going to tie the knot. On top of that, you claim an angel told you to do it. There is no amount of face that could be saved with that story. You're special by any account or connotation of that word. Yes, God has a unique plan for Joseph, his wife, and his son. Of course, today we have the advantage of knowing the end of the story. Jesus is the Son of God in human flesh. He is special. He does wind up rescuing humanity from sin and death. But Joseph didn't really know that. He got a bright, flashing neon sign that he never expected, never wanted, and frankly, never saw the full fruition of. Joseph is presumed dead by the time Jesus starts his earthly ministry. But Mary's husband and Jesus' adoptive father, for lack of a better term, takes him under his wing. Joseph is the one who gets another angelic alert and takes the initiative to flee to Egypt to protect his family from an insane King Herod. Joseph is the one who taught Jesus the family business, being a tecton. Perhaps as a result of that training, Jesus winds up building an ark of a different kind, one that rescues all who place their trust in him from eternal separation from God and all that is good, true, just, and beautiful. Joseph embraces the infant Jesus, protects him, provides for him, and prepares him for life the best that he knows how. All without ever seeing the fulfillment of the promise that the angel told him about, that Jesus would rescue us from our sins. So, maybe it's not so great being special to have some unique track apart from the general will of God, to love him with our whole being and our neighbors as ourselves. Because that special call might cause scandal. It might make you look crazy. It might cause a lot of headache and heartache. You might never taste the fruit of your labors. Perhaps it's better to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord and then let him lift us up, if that's our Lord's intention. Besides, comparatively, being special doesn't seem to be that much more special. On this side of that dramatic announcement to Joseph, we wind up benefiting all the more than poor Joseph did in his day. We get all the perks of being the adopted children of God without the hard work of adopting God as our child, as Joseph essentially did. This side of the birth, death, and rising again of our Savior to life, our Heavenly Father gives an open invitation to simply believe and receive, to let his grace do the hard work of rescue that we could never do for ourselves. Then, having embraced that great salvation, all we have to do to show gratitude is be fervent in our loving devotion to the triune God and committed to sharing the message and deeds of that divine love with family, friends, neighbors, strangers, even enemies. Do we really need to know much more about God's will than that? I don't know about you. That seems plenty special to me. Let us pray. O God, who from the family of your servant David raised up Joseph to be the guardian of your incarnate Son and the spouse of his virgin mother, give us grace to imitate his uprightness of life and his obedience to your commands through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.